please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Beyer Brown, Brown Burdick, Carter, Decker Devlin, Ferrioli, George Gordley, Johnson, Cruz Metzger, Monis Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson Przonski Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star C, Berger, Walker Westland, Witsit, Winters, President Courtney.
The quorum being present, we will post the colors. And Senator Betsy Johnson is going to lead us in the pledge. Invocation by Senator Charles Starr.
Shall we pray? Scriptures teach us that we are to pray for those in authority, and it's a great privilege to do so. Lord, this day we pray for this assembly, the State Senate, for its members, their families, for each one gathered here. Lord, be with us, guide us, give us godly wisdom, that all that we do be pleasing in your sight. We give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Thank you, Senator Starr. Courtesy of the Senate. Senator Betsy Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, it gives me great pleasure today to introduce Jay Clemens. Jay is over on the sideline, on the side aisle. He is the new president of the Associated Oregon Industries, effective October the 1st. He's been the president and CEO of the Tulsa, Oklahoma Metro Chamber for the past 8 years, and prior to that held the same position in Boise and across Washington State. Jay and his family are returning to the Northwest. They look forward to coming back, living and working in Oregon. Jay and his wife, Colette, have three daughters, twin daughters living and working in Houston. Both daughters plan to relocate to Oregon as their son-in-law is a native of Bend. They have a 13-year-old daughter at home. They have many friends in and around Oregon, and I would like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to him and welcome him to his new position at AOI.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Jay, we welcome you to the Oregon State Senate, to the Oregon Legislature. We look forward to working with you not only the remainder of this year, but throughout the session of 07. And good luck to you as you head up the AOI organization. Appreciate it. And I assume also you will work to help us, shall we say, work on some of the relations that now exist between the state of Oregon and the state of Oklahoma. I probably shouldn't have said that, but, you know, I assume everybody knows what I'm talking about, so anyway, that's one of those things in life. Recognize Senator Frank Shields, please. Give a prayer for us with all those lines, Senator Shields. Thank you.
No, I'd like to ask that courtesies be extended to my brother Jim, who's sitting with me. It took me 14 years of being in the legislature to get him to Oregon. He's visiting from the state of Missouri, and I just would like you to extend courtesies of the Senate to this young man.
Thank you, Senator Shields. Jim, we're glad you're here. I'm glad that the brothers are here. I'm going to visit my two brothers in L.A. here in a few weeks, and I assume you'll be spending some time in the Lake of the Ozarks with your other brother, right, sitting beside you, because I understand he owns several properties there. So hope you have a good time and take care of Frank for us. Thank you. Senator Joanne Verger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I'd like to introduce to you my new staff member, David Martin, David Stantz. David is the grandson of a former Speaker Pro Tem in the House of Representatives in Washington State. His father is also in government in Montana. His mother serves as the governor of the Western Region for the Seroptimus International. We are very fortunate to have David. He just graduated from the University of Oregon, so you'll be seeing him around, and do introduce yourselves to him. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Verger. David, we're really pleased you could join us here today and be a part of our structure, our legislature, and you're going to work very hard for Senator Verger, a wonderful state senator, so we look forward to your help and look forward to your relationship with her. Welcome to Oregon. Thank you. Remonstrances. Messages. The Senate is in receipt of messages from the governor announcing appointments subject to confirmation by the Senate. If there is no objection, the Senate will dispense with reading the messages as all pertinent information is included in the status report which has been placed on your desk. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded, in the journal and is so ordered. Reports from standing committees. The Senate will dispense with reading reports from standing committees as committee recommendations are included in the status report. The reports shall be recorded in the journal. It is so ordered. In accordance with the Senate interim rule 209.40, consideration of appointments and reappointments that did not receive final action by the Interim Executive Appointments Committee is carried over to the next convening of the Senate. This action shall be recorded in the journal. It is so ordered. Reports from special committees, propositions and motions. The Senate will now consider the amendment and adoption of Senate Interim Rules 213.07-213.28. Without objection, the Senate will dispense with reading the amendments since copies have been distributed to the chamber desk. I recognize Senator Kate Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the amendments to Senate Interim Rules 213.07 to 213.28 be adopted.
Senator Kate Brown has moved that the rules be suspended and that the amendments to Senate Interim Rules 213.07 to 213.28 be adopted. To your motion, please.
These amendments change the pre-session filing procedures to allow members to be sponsors rather than requesters. This change will encourage members to file their drafting requests early and increase the efficiency of the process. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Discussion. Debate. Question before the Senate is that the rules be suspended and the amendments to Senate Interim Rules 213.07 to 213.28 be adopted. All those in favor, answer aye as your names are called. Those opposed, no. Will the clerk please call the roll? Excuse me. Senator Farioli, for what purpose do you turn your light on?
Belatedly, Mr. President, to support the motion that is made by the Democrat caucus leader. I believe that this is a change that will benefit every member. It's something that we all will enjoy utilization of, and I support it fully. And our caucus, I believe, has no objection, Madam Chair. Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Ferriero. Clerk, would you now please read the roll, please, or call the roll, please.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates.
You're voting yes or no.
Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Deckert. Devlin. Farioli. George. Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Monis Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Verger. Walker. Westland. Whitsitt. Winters. Winters. President Courtney?
Yes.
Not answering Cruz?
Senator Cruz? Senator Ferriola, you know where Senator Cruz is? Move on, please. Yeah, I'll excuse him. Yes, please.
Excuse Beyer and Cruz. 28 aye votes.
The motion is carried. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's action on executive appointments is as follows. A motion to suspend the rules and confirm en bloc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in one en bloc motion. The remaining appointments will be considered in the usual manner in accordance with the Senate rules. When there is more than one appointee to an individual board, commission, or agency, a motion to confirm en bloc, when recommended by the committee, will be in order. Now I recognize Senator Dave Nelson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to the respective board and commissions. Energy Facilities Siting Council, Jacob Polvey, W. Brian Wolf. To the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Jock Mills. Health Service Commission, Lisa Dotson. Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Nina Sabota. Land Use Board of Appeals, Melissa Ryan. Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Kenneth DeVias. State Parks and Recreation Commission, Brad Chalfant. Teachers Standard and Practice Commission, Gordon Monk. Oregon Volunteer Commission for Voluntary Action and Services, Nicholas Flurry.
Thank you. Senator Nelson moves that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm en bloc the appointments to the prospective boards and commission as listed. Do you wish to discuss, Senator Nelson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We had some very interesting folks here. Mr. DeVias from the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots is a fellow that just came out of high school, and all of a sudden he's piloting these big boats up the ships up the Columbia River from the coming across the board up to the Portland. To a fellow, I think Gordon Monk was a microelectrical engineer who worked on the Trident project, and we had all these wonderful people that came before us, all very well qualified, and I would ask that this body approve their appointments to these various boards. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Further discussion? Do you wish to close, Senator? He does not. The question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those of the opinion that the appointments should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Bates, Beyer, Brown, Burdick, Carter, Deckert, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, and President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused Beyer, 29 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Betsy Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. Electrical and Elevator Board, Michael Broomfield. Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Peggy Penland. Land Conservation and Development Commission, John Van Lanningham. Oregon Liquor Control Commission, Robert Rice. Board of Naturopathic Examiners, Elaine Gillespie and Rick Marinelli. Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Susan King, Lewis McCoy, Dave Wyden.
Senator Betsy Johnson has moved that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm en bloc the appointments to the respective boards and commission as listed. Senator Johnson, do you wish to discuss?
Thank you, Mr. President. These fine Oregonians are already all serving on these boards and commissions. These are reappointments. Prior to their first confirmation, they were all fully vetted. Their service continues to be of great value to Oregonians, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? You wish to close?
I do not, Mr. President.
Thank you. The question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm in blunt the governor's appointments as listed? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Beyer. Brown.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Deckert.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Farioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gordley.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
Monis Anderson,
aye.
Morissette,
aye.
Morse,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Prozonsky,
aye.
Ringo,
aye.
Schrader,
aye.
Shields,
aye.
Star B,
aye.
Star C,
aye.
Verger,
aye.
Walker,
aye.
Westland,
aye.
Whitsitt,
aye.
Winters, Atkinson, Bates, and President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused Beyer, 29 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Reading of Senate petitions, memorials, and resolutions. Other business of the Senate, I have made the following committee appointments effective June 29, 2006. The Oregon State Hospital Site Selection Criteria Committee, Senator Peter Courtney, Senator Lori Monis Anderson, Senator Dave Nelson, Senator Jackie Winters, Senator A.V.L. Gordley, alternate. Effective June 30th, 2006, Office of Administrative Hearings Oversight Committee, Senator Jenny Burdick, and Senator Doug Whitsitt. So ordered. Announcements. Senator Kate Brown, please.
Thanks, Mr. President. Senate Democrats will be meeting in room 350 following the floor session. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Kate Brown. Senator Ted Farioli, any announcements or anything you'd like to speak to us about?
Thank you, Mr. President. Only that a dear colleague of ours had had a loss in her family, and those of us that have had similar occurrences in our families, and those of us who work very closely with Senator Kate Brown, just wanted to express our heartfelt sympathy for her loss, and we've done so just by getting a little card together. And we just wanted to express our affection for her and that that we are sympathetic to her loss. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. Yes, one of our brothers and sisters is carrying a burden, lost her daddy, and I appreciate the many calls and phone calls to Senator Brown, and I appreciate any support you give her. The loss of a parent, having lost both, is very significant in a person's life. So, Senator Brown, our prayers and thoughts are with you. We're very sorry, and please know that each and every one of us, if we can help you in any way, shape, or form, 24/7, will be there for you. Are there any other announcements at this time? If there are no further announcements, senators adjourn until the call of the president.